Thank you for calling customer support. You've reached IKEA. How can I assist you today?
Yes, my name is John Shipp. I had returned an order, and they wanted me to give you the call back today and give the tracking number.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I start off with your zip code?
33610.
Okay. And what did you say your first and last name once again, sir?
John Shipp, S-H-I-P-P.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Shipp. I do see an account matching your name. Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
3903 East Hanna Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33610-3760.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me one moment as I review the account.
What was that?
1 second while I review the account, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha.
Oh, okay, Mr. Shipp. 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Shipp, you did say you sent the watch back in, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so what I need to provide you with is that cancellation number. Do you have something to write it down with?
Let me see here. Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Edward.
Okay.
2-2.
Okay.
9-6.
Okay.
6-7.
Okay.
1-6-3.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And Mr. Yep. Shipp, was there anything else that I could do for you today?
Well, you want the tracking number?
Oh, no, sir. I actually have it here.
Okay. Oh, you have it already?
Yes, sir. That was just okay. Your cancellation number, so you won't be billed any further charges from us.
Right. Okay. Well, the other lady that I talked to yesterday, she said when I mail it, they give the tracking number they put on there, so I didn't know y'all got it that fast.
No, sir. Once it comes in, you would just have to call us. Well, actually not call us, but when it comes in, since you already sent it back and you did call us, we can just go ahead and cancel the account so you won't be billed any further charges.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.